Good morning, class. This is Mr. Argueta, and today we'll be talking about integrating technology standards for teachers, which is chapter 9 of your technology in the classroom textbook. So it is very important that we talk about integrating technology for teachers, especially new teachers that are just starting in the field of education. Educational standards are set by a number of groups, national content area specialist organizations, such as in mathematics and science, states, districts, and so forth. By setting guidelines in various content areas, including technology, they hope to ensure that students are taught the essentials for the specific subjects. These standards are normally set up to progress in age-appropriate steps so that students will have the knowledge and skill they need year to year to help them easily move up in the next level. And so when we're talking about this, it's basically, we're talking about the next level. So think about it. If you're in elementary, and let's just say nowadays we have students who had used, let's just say, tablets or even laptop computers in middle school or high school. So this chapter pretty much talks about how we need to be able to set up our students for the next level, whether it could be from elementary to middle school to high school, from high school to college, and so forth. So basically stating that we must integrate technology in the classrooms today for the fact that, you know, in order for these students to be successful in the future, we have to be able to present this material to them. Now, there are some school districts nowadays that they do provide Chromebooks for some of the students, and which is great. But in elementary, in most districts, well, they don't really trust young children with the Chromebooks. So they are pretty much presented with the material on how to use them, which are desktop computers that are set up in the classrooms. And so when they get up to the fifth grade and when they're ready to go to middle school, then they already have some kind of knowledge on how to use these computers. So when they do get their, let's just say, laptops, then they have some knowledge of it. So that's what this is talking about. Also, what are the curricular standards, benchmarks, and technology standards? It also states that some major educational developments during the past few decades are, of course, one, pervasive impact of computers and the internet in schools, and two, implementation of academic standards. So basically what this means is that technology is all around us. So as young as, let's just say, toddlers that are being taught by their parents, like from tablets or from cell phones or whatever it may be, that they're being exposed to this technology. So in order for teachers to be able to help the students when they first enter school, let's just say they're entering pre-kinder or kindergarten, that we should be able to teach our students how to use these certain devices, let's just say laptops or tablets, correctively. So that's very important. And we talk about in this chapter as well about digital citizenship, excuse me. Basically what that means is that the student practices safe, responsible, legal, and ethical behavior while using digital tools and resources. Of course, in this, what we're talking about is that they're expected to, have appropriate behavior in a digital environment, which is, again, something like using a computer or even a tablet and comply with acceptable digital safety rules. Now, we talk about safety rules, and the reason that safety rules is very important is that especially nowadays, we have what we call cyberbullying, correct? So in order to prevent students to cyberbully other students, then we need to be able to teach them, and we need to have some rules and some guidelines. So we use digital citizenship. So think about citizenship. Think about we need to teach our students to be upholding citizens. So this is a very important part in this textbook for and in this chapter for the reason that since these students will be exposed more and more and more, as far as with laptops or tablets or whatever it may be, we have to be able to post some rules and that these students must follow. And that's what the digital citizenship is talking about. And that, they must practice to respond to be responsible use of digital information regarding intellectual property, including software, text, images, audio, and video. So copyright laws or anything like that, they have to be able to know what that is. And they have to be know make sure that they're not just copying certain links or copying and pasting to write a, let's just say, an essay or something like that of that nature. So we must prevent them from doing this. And in order for them, for us to prevent them from doing this, us as teachers, it is very important that they're held reliable for this. So they have to be held reliable for this. And if they, let's just say, if they do break one of these rules and rules and that we have set up, then we could actually, have some kind of consequence that we could actually put on them as far as taking their device away, or you have a, having to talk with them or anything like that of that nature. So this is, as you can see, that's just a brief summary of what this chapter is about, and it is very important that something like digital citizenship, that is very important that we are very detailed on our students and making sure that they do understand the importance of using a digital device in our classrooms or even outside our classrooms. Thank you very much. This was a pleasure. This was my first time I'm doing an audio, so I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. You have a good one.